Today is Thursday, May 13th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. The crisis in Israel has continued to escalate as Israel killed a senior Hamas commander and continued to fire into Gaza, as Hamas fired more than 1,000 rockets at civilian areas across central and southern Israel. More than 50 Palestinians, including 14 children, have been killed, as well as 7 Israelis, including one child. However, the violence is no longer just trading fire via weaponry, and now violent protests and fights have erupted in mixed Jewish Arab towns as rival mobs attacked people, shops, and houses of worship across a number of towns and cities. Meanwhile, President Biden announced that the U.S. is sending an envoy to Israel to hopefully ease tensions, because the U.S. is famously known for bringing calm to the region. Liz Cheney is officially out of her leadership position in the Republican caucus, and Elise Stefanik is supposedly going to be replacing her. Now, I feel like we've been talking about this for 2 weeks, so all I'm going to say is, that's what you get for telling the truth exactly one time in the Republican Party. The always mature Representative Madison Cawthorn treated the entire thing like a fraternity roast and tweeted, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey-hey, goodbye, Liz Cheney. The Colonial Pipeline has been restored, and it is just in time because we were just starting to see shortages, specifically across the southeastern U.S., due to panic buying of fuel. At least 12,000 gas stations reported being completely empty, and the shortage pushed the cost of a gallon to its highest price in years, over $3. Good news, Vermont is the first state to have officially vaccinated 75% of its adult population. And yesterday, President Biden announced a new effort to encourage Americans to get vaccinated by July 4th, including offering free rides to and from vaccine sites with Uber and Lyft. Personally, I am all for the continued bribery of Americans with new consumer goods each week, which reminds me, I have a Krispy Kreme waiting for me. Ellen DeGeneres' show will officially end in 2022 after its upcoming 19th season. Ellen says that she decided to end the show because, quote, I need something new to challenge me. Maybe just try learning to be nicer to literally anybody, or try beating Dakota Johnson in a battle of wits. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying this podcast and want to show your support, head over to our iTunes feed to rate, review, and subscribe, or follow this podcast if you're listening on Spotify. If you want more of my news content, follow me on Instagram at Sammy, where I post funny news content throughout the day. Also, be sure to check out our Betches Sup and Morning Announcements merch collection on shotbetches.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on. Betches.